Hello, everybody. How are you doing today? My name is Tony Rizzano, and this is another episode of the world famous, the University of Love, the best podcast in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 galaxies. But ladies and gentlemen, you and I, we just call this show Online Marketing Moves. And we are coming to you live today. Today is Tuesday, May the 14th. 2024. Ladies and gentlemen, how are you? Come on in, come on in, come on in. We have a very exciting show for you today. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to talk about the LinkedIn logjam, okay? Everybody. And we are going to discuss LinkedIn, the logjam, and we are going to discuss why you should go straight to the source. If you want to be a freelance, anything, freelance copywriter, freelance, whatever. Whatever kind of service you want to provide. Sometimes it's cool. It looks cool to be on the LinkedIn and all this other stuff, all these websites. That all looks good. It's all window dressing. But at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, are you making money? Are you getting bucks? We want buku bucks. That's the goal, okay? You want to provide a service and you want to get buku bucks. What you don't want to do, unless you're a weirdo, which hopefully you're not, what you don't want is you don't want to be hanging out all day long on these social media platforms, you know, just hanging out, reading different posts, writing different posts, doing all this stuff and getting nowhere, okay? And the reason why I bring this up is because yesterday I was on the LinkedIn, you know, and I'm sitting there and I saw some guy, he wrote this long-winded post and I wasn't gonna read it. I thought to myself, you know, this is about as bad as Twitter, man, you know. I remember I was reading this thing, you know, because I'm trying to go more and more into the world of copywriting, you know, and so I read this article. I saw this lady out. She had a few videos. I was watching these videos, and she was talking about the benefits of LinkedIn, you know, and I thought, okay, this is cool. I ain't never been on LinkedIn before, you know. I don't know what it's all about. And so, you know, she's like, you know, you got to set up a page, you got blah, 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 blah. You know the routine of social media. You know, you got to set up a page, you got to dress it all nice, blah, 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 you know. And I'm doing all that, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, this is just me. You know, you have your own thoughts and your own opinions. But I think social media, personally, is a waste of time in your personal life, you know? But, you know, when it comes to trying to conduct business, when it comes to having a place where people can find you, people can see you, you know, I said, hey, I'll give it a try, you know? But today I was looking, and my eyes just started glazing over. And, you know, sometimes my wife, she'll be telling me something, and we had to be around people for a while. She'll give me the speech, you know, don't have that. She said, you get a look about you, you know, your eyes start kind of glazing, you know, and I'm like, really? I try not to be that way. But in this instance, looking at all the LinkedIn and all the people and all the, you know, different, they're like, hey, try this for free and you can get more engagement. Blah, 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 blah. I thought to myself, good God almighty. Man, at the end of the day, you just want to go to the source. Find out what company that you might want to write for. Find out what company you might want to work with. Find out, you know, send people packages through the mail. Call them up. You know, email them. You know, and of course, you can keep all your social media stuff. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you really want to get ahead, you really want to get down the road, you know, cut to this. Waiting on social media waiting on people to pick you, man, that ain't gonna happen. It's so much nonsense. It's so much BS. It's so much it's so much mud in between you and the thing that you want to do sometimes, you know. And I'm not saying, oh, it's saturated. You should not do it. What I'm saying is you want to go around sometimes. You want to take a different route. If everybody's going to the right, ladies and gentlemen, you should probably go to the left sometimes. And, you know, just hanging around on social media, just hanging around on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, Black Planet, MySpace, whatever thing is hot at the time, you know, it's a big waste of time, you know. I remember when I first started, when I wanted to make some money online, you know, I would go on Facebook. It'd just be these people hanging out and all these different, you know, in different Facebook groups. And I thought, I saw this. I think this name looks familiar, you know. And I got on there one day. The first day, you know, they're like, sign up. They, you know, this guy told me, he's like, sign up for a bunch of groups. I'm like, all right, I'll sign up for a bunch of groups. And we'll see what happens. It's just a bunch of people going back and forth about nothing. And it's a waste of time, you know. And at the end of the day, if you're not going to the source, if you're not finding people that you want to work with, you're not finding people that want to work with you, you know, then you're just on social media to be on social media, you know. And at the end of the day, are we here to make money or are we here to waste time, you know? You don't want to waste a lot of time, you know. You have to take time and find people. You have to take time and do this, you know, work on your craft, work on your services, you know, do the marketing, do all this and all that. But hanging around on LinkedIn, and hanging around on Instagram and Twitter, and Facebook, even watching a bunch of YouTube videos all day long, it's going to get you nowhere, okay? You don't want that. You want to avoid a lot of that, you know? And you just want to get to... You know, you want to get to the meat of the matter. You know, you do not want to kill a lot of time. I give an example about time killing. You know, one of the biggest things that you can waste time on is, and I know this firsthand. I know this from vast experience. It's truck driving. Truck driving, you waste a lot of time. But I remember when I first started driving, and I was with the company. I was with them for my first year. And then I wanted to go somewhere else, right? And so, you know, I remember I was talking to this guy at the truck stop, and he like, man, they got these things where you can just fill out one application, send it off, and a bunch of people will call you. And I'm like, all right, cool. That sounds good. And, you know, it's just like the LinkedIn, it's just like the social media. That's one of the biggest waste of times, because you type in all your information, you know, and then you have these people just bombarding you with phone calls. Hey, we offer this. Hey, we offer you $1 million. You're gonna make $1 million. Hey, come on down, come on down, come on down. And it's like, okay, how much you gonna pay me? And we're gonna pay you more. Who do you work for? And it's like, I work for XYZ. Oh no! And it's just a bunch of noise, you know. And at the end of the day, 30 people call you for a trucking job. It don't mean nothing, because you can only go work for one at a time. It's not like you're gonna get 30 jobs at once, you know. And if you go work for one, if you go and you take a drug test, they're gonna count that as you working for them, which is weird, you know. And it's a lot of time being wasted when you could just look through the book, call up one company and start talking to them about, you know, coming to work for them, or call a couple of them. But don't do the directory where you got 30 people calling you and 28 of them are going to be about nonsense, you know what I mean? And so that's how I feel about the LinkedIn. You know, I was doing it today and I just thought to myself, I'm just going to go and write companies and send off letters and send off my my work and the post and the blog and the post that I've written and the sample and the samples I've written. And I'm going to just give them my contact information. And I'm going to make cards and pass them out. And we're just going to do things the old fashioned way. Because at the end of the day, me hanging around LinkedIn is just like if I was hanging around Facebook, you know, it's the same thing. It's just dressed up for like people that are quote unquote professionals, you know, and it's a big waste of time in my book. You know, I'm not saying you want to have places that people can find you, of course, online, you know, so that way they can see you, you know, see your face, see what you're about, you know, and then, you know, they might want to talk to you after that. But if I was you, and I ain't your daddy, I'm not telling you what to do, but I'm here to help, okay? I would definitely call people, email people, write people, pass out cards, pass out flyers. You know, if there's a service that you have, I would definitely do things, you know, offline as well as online. Because the reason why I say that is because people are quite lazy these days when it comes to, you know, going out. Not even, lazy, and there's less and less people that want to do face-to-face meetings, you know, with a fear of rejection or cold calling or emailing, you know. It's just like when you go to, you know, McDonald's. And, you know, last time I went to McDonald's, I was real hungry. And it was like a couple months ago maybe. And I went to McDonald's. You go inside, there's nobody at the front counter, you know, and you go to the little kiosk and you type in your stuff. And I remember then somebody popped up and they were standing at the counter and people kept walking in and people kept going right to the kiosk. They didn't want to talk to the person. I thought, man, that's crazy. You know, times we're living in now, growing up, 1991. If they were to say, hey, we got texting, you'd say, what? Texting? Man, I ain't doing all that. I could just call them up on the phone and get this conversation over with, you know, or go to somebody's house, you know. Now, you go to somebody's house and you knock on the door. The first thing you know, you go, man, who is that knocking at the door? Nah, I don't know about all that now. And so what I'm telling you is, yes, you want a website. You want all of that good stuff. You know, you want all the profiles, you know, that's all nice. That's all sweet. It's lovable. It's cute. It's great. But if you want to get ahead, you know, do things that are going to get you directly in front of a potential client. Do things that are going to get you closer to the money than just hanging around in a bunch of damn groups that is going to get you absolutely nothing. And I don't care what it is, from the Facebook to the LinkedIn to the whatever. I don't care what it is. You want to get to the point where you're like, will this get me in front of a prospect? If it does not, then do not do it. Do not waste your time. You know, I know they're like, you want to, you know, post on a regular. Listen, that's fine. Every day now I go to LinkedIn for like five minutes. If I write something, I post it. If I written something, I'll post it on LinkedIn. When I do a podcast, I'll post it on LinkedIn, just like it goes to YouTube. That's all I'm going to do. I'm not going to sit around and watch people talk about. The thing that I saw that was so long with it, this guy was like, if you write blogs, that doesn't mean you can write a sales letter, blah, 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 blah. And I thought, man, don't nobody care about your opinion, pal. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but who cares, you know? Can you imagine you spend all day long on a social media platform just howling at the moon, barking like a dog, you know, and for what? It's pointless. It will get you nowhere. at the end of the day, if it doesn't get you directly in front of a client, if it doesn't directly get you a chance to collect a sale, to collect a customer, to collect some money, then it is a waste of time. And you do not want to waste all your time hanging around these different groups, hanging around these different platforms, because it's not making you any money. It's not making you, you know, it's not getting any goals done. It's just a big old waste of time. And yeah, I've been on LinkedIn for a week, but I already know I ain't going to be hanging around, you know, reading everybody's post and, you know, let me connect with 1,000 people. I'm going to start looking, seeing what companies I would like to write for. You know, then I'm going to get the address. Then I'm going to just start sending out samples. I got these envelopes. I'm going to do something creative with that. Send them that, put it in a card, say, go to my website. You know, I gotta get this website built, because that's another thing. You want to do stuff that you can control. You know, you can't control LinkedIn. You can't control Instagram, Twitter. You can't control none of that crap. You want to have websites. You want to have apps. You want to have business cards. You want to have things that you can say, hey, come stand over here and watch this. Not, hey, I'm in a crowd of 1,000 people. I got my hand in the air. Can you see me? You don't see me? Oh, no. Then you will never hire me if you don't see me. You want to move the crowd to the left. You tell people, hey, come to this website. Here I am right here. Come, let's talk. Let's get to know each other. Hire me, okay? You do not want to be, you're not going to get seen. Have you ever been in a big old crowd and you have a friend and you are trying to see your friend and you're like, where in the heck is my friend? I do not see my friend. You look around, and your friends look around in a big old crowd, and you're like, I don't see you. Now, when I was growing up, there was no cell phone, so you had to find the person you was with. Especially, I remember during carnival time when I was a kid growing up in good old New Madrid, Missouri. Shout out to everybody in New Madrid. But when I was growing up, the carnival was a big deal, and so you would be walking, and I had a friend, my boy John Boy. So me and John Boy, you know, he would be like, "Hey, you going to the carnival tonight?" And I would say, "But of course." And you know, he said, "Hey, let's meet up over there," you know. And it'd be a big old crowd, and I'm looking and looking and looking, and then you know, you had to either ask somebody, "Hey, you seen John Boy?" Or you had to, you know, look and look and look. Now, if he was off to the side, and I'm walking, and I spot him, and I go, swoop, and I would see him, and we'd hook up, you know. But if he was in the crowd, and I'm looking, I might have to walk back once, back twice, just to see my boy, you know. But if he was off to the side, where you should be when it comes to, you know, it's like having a website, because you're off to the side. You're not amongst the crowd. You can wear all the red shirts you want if you're standing in a bunch in the crowd. But if there's four other people wearing a red shirt, then it's pointless, you know? You want to make sure you are being seen, because you want to get in front of the customer. You want to get in front of the client. You want to get it in front of them, so that way you can make the sale. Because listen, if you're not making money, then it's not going anywhere. And the quicker that you can make money when it comes to doing something online, or something that you want to do, you know, in your time, not, you know, go to a job and work, but if there's something that you want to do that you want to make money from, the faster that you start making money from it, the better off you will feel. You will get more confidence. You will be walking on cloud nine when you start doing all this stuff, and it will flow and flow and flow. Because sometimes the best thing you can have is confidence, because there's be a lot of times that somebody's working on something and it's been a month. They're like, I haven't sold anything yet. I'm quitting. And then they quit, and you don't realize that right there, the sale was there, but you never dug in deep, and you never got through the crowd to get the sale. And so you want to be careful about that. You want to start gaining confidence as quickly as possible. So this is why I tell you, it's cool to be on all them social media platforms. It's cool to do LinkedIn, but don't hang out on LinkedIn forever because you will get nowhere. Okay. It's a LinkedIn logjam, ladies and gentlemen, and you don't want to be a part of it. All right. You want to stand out. You want to build websites. You want to have apps. You want to take people place. It's like being a tour guide. Okay. You don't want to be a tour guide in Miami and then you're like, oh, I wonder where everybody's going to be today. It's spring break. Let me take all these people to South Beach. It's just going to be a log jam mess. You know, and you're really not going to be able to show them the city. You're really not going to be able to show them what, you know, you're really not going to be able to show off your tour guide skills when you have a big old log jam. When you're like, hey, let's just all go to South Beach spring break. This is going to go well. They're going to be like, hey, don't book this guy. He sucks. He just took us to South Beach during the most crowded time. And so you do not want to hang out in crowded places. You know, you want to move to the left, move to the right, you know, but you want to step aside and you want to be like, hey, here I am. Everybody come on down into my big tent, you know. That's the problem. LinkedIn is like the circus, Barnum and Bailey, but you don't own that tent. That's not your tent. That's somebody else's tent. And other people are coming in and they're like, hey, I got the best, you know. And so you want to be careful about that, all right? But ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, that is it. We'll be back tomorrow with an all-new episode of Online Marketing Moves. And by the way, if you know anybody that has YouTube and they don't watch podcasts on any streaming platforms, please direct them to YouTube. They can look up Tony Rizzano and they can subscribe. You know, we are breaking new ground. We are getting subscribers on, I wouldn't say daily basis, but every week we get one. Two, you know, doing aight, you know. Oh, we at the big number 10 right now. So we need to 10 times that. We need to get 100. So that way 100 could turn into 1,000. And so that's the goal. And I need your help. So let's get 100 subscribers within the next month, you know, before the end of June. Let's get 100 subscribers so we can really start, you know, getting things popping on the YouTube channel. Ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate you for listening. Thank you. And we will be back tomorrow with an all-new episode of Online Marketing Moves. But until then, my name is Tony Rizzano. God bless. And as always, everybody, peace.